91X News.
It's 8 degrees and overcast at 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X News. Police continue to investigate a crash that left two young people seriously injured in Marmara yesterday after it hit a hydro pole. Another two youths suffered minor injuries. The accident happened early yesterday morning on Cordova Road. Police say the vehicle was speeding at the time. Two of the passengers had to be extricated from the car and all four were transported to Campbellford Memorial Hospital. Police say although there's no evidence of the driver being impaired, the passengers had been drinking. The collision is still under investigation and charges are pending. The trial of a man accused of killing Victoria Stafford is taking an unexpected break today. Superior Court Judge Thomas Heaney told jurors they won't be sitting for the day because Michael Rafferty's lawyer is sick with the flu. Court was set to hear from forensic experts about DNA and other testing that was done on several items seized from Rafferty's car. Rafferty had pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder, sexual assault causing bodily harm, and kidnapping. Here in Belleville, another murder trial, it also got an unexpected break today. The jury in the case against 23-year-old Miles Hughes had a four-day weekend and were scheduled to get underway this morning, but the trial has now been pushed back to next week due to a family matter with a member of the jury. The trial is now expected to resume on Monday. Hughes is charged with second-degree murder in the death of Roy Mays Jr. and attempted murder after allegedly shooting Justin Coughlin. Former U.S. Senator Rick Santorum has suspended his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. Jerry Bodlander has more.
Rick Santorum's run was a lot longer than many expected. He literally came from nowhere to win the Iowa caucuses after a recount, touting himself as a consistent conservative.
We need someone who's going to pull up government by the roots and throw it out and do something to liberate the private sector in America.
That message helped Santorum win more than a half dozen other contests.
We need a stark contrast with Barack Obama. That's what I provide.
But in the end, Mitt Romney's money and support among the GOP's establishment was just too much for Santorum to overcome. I'm Jerry Bodlander.
The federal government is setting up a new immigration stream for workers in skilled trades. Immigration Minister Jason Kenney says people who work in fields like construction and manufacturing only make up a small percentage of immigrants under the current skilled workers program. He says the number of immigrants isn't meeting the needs of industry and that giving the system more flexibility will help businesses get the workers they need. And NDP leader Andrea Horvath has laid out her final demands to support the Liberals' budget. She says there's nothing in the fiscal plan to help the unemployed, so she wants a $250 million job creation tax credit. That's 91X News to 302. Here's John Boldrick with a look at sports.
In sports, Toronto Maple Leafs general manager Brian Burke addressed the media today after the team finished 13th in the East and failed to make the playoffs for the seventh consecutive season. Burke apologized to the fans and says fan loyalty needs to be rewarded.
I think our fans, we have the best fans in the National Hockey League and all of pro sports, and we need to deliver more. And that loyalty needs to be rewarded.
The NHL entry draft lottery will be held tonight to determine where the Leafs will draft. Hall of Fame broadcaster Vin Scully will miss the Dodgers' home opener for the first time in 35 years because of a cold. The 84-year-old Scully has been advised by doctors to rest and will miss the game against the Pittsburgh Pirates on Tuesday. Scully, who joined the Dodgers in 1950, last missed a home opener in 1977. Good news for Toronto FC fans. Manager Aaron Winter says team captain Torsten Friggs is close to returning to action. The former German international strained his hamstring in the season opener in Seattle on March 17th. Winter says Friggs is just days away from coming back. Despite reaching the semifinals of CONCACAF Champions League, Toronto has yet to register a point in MLS play this season. That's sports. Here's Mark Venema with 91X Weather.
Showers today with high winds and a high of 7. Rain showers ending near midnight, then mainly cloudy with another chance of rain or wet showers, a low of plus 2. A chance of wet flurries or rain again tomorrow morning, but a high of 11 by tomorrow afternoon. And sunshine for Thursday and a high of 13. It's 8 degrees. I'm Mark Venema with John Boldrick. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.